emanadayala prabhu keva kota pa gangara parashaile paschati pava gangara parashaile paschati pava Tarshani pavitra koro ito maragu. Tarshani pavitra koro ito maragu. Haristani aparadhe. Tare Harina Haristane Aparadim Tare Harina Tomasane Aparade Nahi Paritra Tomasane apa Tomarido yesada Govinda Vishram Tomarido yesada Govinda Vishram Govinda Gahena Mora Vaishnava Para Govinda Gahena Mora Vaishnava Para Prati janme kori asha charane raduli Prati janme kori asha charane raduli Narotame koro daya panaraboli Narotame koro daya panaraboli Evada koruna koro Vaishnava Gosai Evada Karuna Karo Vaishnava Gosai Patita Pavana Toma Vine Keona Patita Pavana Toma vine ke hona Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnav Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Vaishnava Gosai ki E bara karuna koro Vaishnava Gosai Actual word is Goswami, but this is like Bengali nickname. Out of affection, we say Gosai. Ebara, you can understand. One time, Ebara Karuna. Karuna means compassion. One time, just be compassionate upon me, O Vaishnav Gosai. पतित पावन तोम बिना केहो नाय. पतित मीन्स फॉलन, दैट्स आवर सेल्व्स. पतित एंड पावन मीन्स टू प्यूरिफाई. So like the Vaishnava, there's no one who can purify the fallen souls. He's very, very karunamayi, very, very compassionate. Just to give an example of Prabhupada's compassion, this happened right here in Los Angeles, actually when I had come to get initiation. At that time I said the temple was on La Cienega Boulevard, it was an old church. And it was a small facility. There was no place for Prabhupada to stay like here. I just took a nice tour of Prabhupada's quarters, had nice memories of seeing Prabhupada there. So that place had no place for Prabhupada to stay. He was staying nearby. And we arrived from Boulder about noontime. So Prabhupada used to come in the morning for Darshanartik. Then he gave the class. Then after the class, there was kirtan. I remember in those days, after Bhagavatam class, we had kirtan with Prabhupada. So then he would go back. So we arrived after just around noontime, a little after, so we weren't going to see Prabhupada till the next day. But the Sankirtan party was going to Hollywood, specifically to Hollywood Boulevard, to chant. So we all jumped in the van, we went down to Hollywood Boulevard, and Vishnu John, he wasn't Swami at that time. I believe his birthday is tomorrow, isn't it? June 2nd. Yes, somebody told me. So Vishnu John would lead, and he would have us in a half circle, he said, just like the eye of Krishna. And we'd have our backs to the street, and a special spot on Hollywood Boulevard we used to chant was right in front of Diamond Gyms. Because there the sidewalk was very wide. Because in America, if chanting on the streets is your religion, the police can't stop you. But if you block traffic, then they'll get you on that one. So it was very wide. We could push people into that opening, leave the pathway open, and we were happy. The police were happy. Only Diamond Gyms was unhappy. And we even had Hollywood melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We had Hollywood Boulevard melody. And Vishnu John would chant very rapidly. He said, we don't want any gaps for Maya to come. So we had our backs to the street. Vishnu John was standing here. He can see the street. He can see the sidewalk. And he was playing Radanga and leading. So we were chanting furiously, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All of a sudden, Vishnu John's eyes got very big. And he said, Prabhupada. And just hit the street. Now, we didn't see anything in front of us. We're looking toward the path, the sidewalk. We couldn't see anything that would make him do like that. So something must be going on behind us. So we turned around behind, and there was Prabhupada in a midi-sized car. It wasn't a Ford Pinto. It was before that. What was it? Maverick. Little Ford Maverick. Those who remember that little car. So Prabhupada was there. His hand was in his bead bag. And Prabhupada, the pure devotee, the most pure devotee of the Lord, he was there making pranams to us. That is the compassion of the pure devotee. That particular night, he had asked the devotees to please take him to Hollywood Boulevard so he could see how his disciples were pushing on Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in this horrible place called Hollywood. And he was so grateful. He was there. He was making pranams to us. And who are we? I'll give you an example. Some of you may have heard of one fellow named Chitra Gupta. He's the assistant of Yamaraj. Now you know Chitra? Chitra means picture. And Gupta means secret. You stole something and you thought nobody saw it, huh? Chitra Gupta was there. You did something, you thought nobody saw that. Chitragupta got you. We were such people that we crashed Chitragupta's hard drive. And Prabhupada, the pure devotee, was making obeisance to such persons as us. This is the mercy of the pure devotee. Patita Pavana, he comes to purify the fallen souls, to give them knowledge that you're not part of this material world. You're not this material body. And sometimes people say, you're not your body. Then whose body am I? You're not this material body. You're the consciousness, the spirit soul within this body, and you're eternal. But having this body, you're going from birth to death, so many different lifetimes, sometimes bird, sometimes bee, sometimes bug, sometimes worm, sometimes snake, sometimes human being. But by the mercy of the spiritual master, he can give you knowledge. You're not this body. You're the eternal spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. By serving him, you will go back to home, back to Godhead. You can leave this material world. This is the karuna, the compassion of the pure devotees of the Lord. So once we get mercy of pure devotee and Vaishnava and Guru, then we want to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So to get Lord Chaitanya to do Mahaprabhu Vandana, we have very beautiful song, very simple song with beautiful bridge rag to it. And if you don't know it, you'll learn in 2 seconds because it's very simple. But most of you already know because everybody knows this is Dinabandhu's favorite bhajan. Sundara Lala, Sachiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Bolo Sundara Lala, Sachiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Sundara Lala. Try it. Nachata Sri Hari Kirtaname Balle Chandana Tilagamanoara Alaka Shobe Kapolaname Balle Chandana Tilagamanoara Alaka Shobe Kapolaname Bolo Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan. Everyone try! Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Shire Chuda Darashani Rale Vanapulla Mala Yepardole Shire Chuda Darashani Rale Vanapulla Mala Yepardole Paihirna Pita Patam Barashobe Nupura Runu Junu Charananame Pairna pita patam barashove Nupura runu junu chadanandame Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala Najata sri hari kirtan Premse Sundara lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Sundara Radha Krishna Ekatanue Niduvana Maje Bansi Vajave Radha Krishna Ekatanue Niduvana maje bansi bajave Visarupa ki prabhuji sahi Avata prakatai nariyame Visarupa ki prabhuji sahi Avata prakatai nariyame Bolo sundara lala Sachiru lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Bolo Samiwan Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najatasi Bolo Sundara Lala Satiru Lala Najatasi Hari Kitarame Koi Gavate Radha Krishna Nam Koi Gavate Hari Gunagan Koi Gavate Radha Krishna Nam Koi Gavate Hari Gunagan Mridanga Tala Madhura Rasala Bratta Koi Ranganame Mridanga Tala Madhura Rasala Bajata koi rangena Molo sundara lala Satiru lala Najata sri hari kitana Molo sundara Molo sundara lala Satiru lala Najata sri hari Kirtaname Bolo Najata Sihari Kirtaname Bolo Najata Sihari Kirtaname Bolo Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari O Tu Sundara Lala Sachi Dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan Me Sundara, I think most of you know by now, Sundara means beautiful. But Mahaprabhu was not Sham Sundara, he was Gaur Sundara. And Lala means little boy in Braj. When we want to call little boy, we say, oh Lala, come here Lala, aja Lala. So Sundara Lala, and who's little Lala? Just like 5,000 years ago when Bhagwan Sri Krishna appeared, his mother's name was Yasoda, so we call him Yasoda Nandan or Yashoda Dulala. So 500 years ago when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, his mother's name was Sachi. So we call him Sachi Nandan or Sachi Dulala or Sachi Tanai. So Sundara Lala, he was a very beautiful boy of mother Sachi. Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala. Nachata. Nachata means to dance. Nachata Sri Hari Kirtanme. He's always dancing. And in Hindi, instead of having prepositions, we have postpositions. So we say, he's dancing Sri Hari Kirtan in. Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan me. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is the recommended process of self-realization, of chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Mahaprabhu established this, Harinam Sankirtan. Actually, this is established by Shastra. Mahaprabhu simply revived what was already written, because we don't invent. Nowadays it's very fashionable to invent, but this is based on scripture. Just like we know that verse from Brihad Naradiya Puran. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Kalu Nasteva, 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 Gatiran. So Mahaprabhu gave us this beautiful chanting of the holy name to purify our hearts. Chetu Darpana Marjanam. Marjanam means to wash, to clean. So this Maha Mantra cleans our hearts so that we can understand, just I was telling, Guru tells us, that we're not this body. By chanting, we can actually come to that understanding that we're not this body and we revive our original love for Krishna. So we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava and we chant the holy name and get Mahaprabhu's mercy, then we can go to Vrindavan. And we're singing this song in honor of Lord Chaitanya because only because of Lord Chaitanya we're able to go to Vrindavan. Otherwise, all the holy places in Braj were lost. Mahaprabhu went there and he wandered around. It was like one time he went to Nandagam. Nandagam was still known a little bit. And when he got there, he asked the villagers, are there any deities in this place? And the villagers told him, on top of this hill there's a cave. Inside that cave there's a very tall, strong gentleman. Next to him a very dainty little lady. In between, Tribangala little cowher boy, Gwal. We say Gwal. The Gowala, the person who takes care of the cows, he's the Gowala. Gowala, 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 Gwal. So Mahaprabhu climbed that cave, climbed that hill, he went into that cave, and he saw this big, tall Nanda Baba, a little dainty Mother Yasoda, and in between this little tree, Bangalalita, threefold bending form, Gwala was there. He began to massage the body of that little boy. You may have seen the picture in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I posed for that picture. This also happened here in Los Angeles. Everybody remembers from Lila Mint the great Chaitanya Charitamrita Marathon. Well, I was president of Portland, Oregon Temple, and I came visiting Los Angeles. And I was walking down the street, and Jadarani grabbed me. Hey, you, come here. So I posed. They had me pose for that picture touching Krishna. Then I posed for that one where the Buddhist brought the contaminated foodstuffs and the hawk dropped it on his head. So the Buddhist going like this. The old man with the cane behind going, that was also me. Then there was Mahaprabhu jumping in the boat. That was also me. There's one Mahaprabhu sitting in the boat telling Gadadhar Pandit he can't leave Puri. Gadadhar Pandit is fainting. I had to drop many times before she was satisfied with the picture. Gadadhar fainting is me. Mahaprabhu telling the devotees to take him back. That was me. Anyway, this was my part in the great Chaitanya Charitamrita Marathon to please Srila Prabhupada. Anyway, then somebody said, hey, this is temple president of Portland. What are you doing with him? I said, I'm happy to be part of the Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita Marathon. So anyway, Mahaprabhu began to caress the body of that deity in between Mother Yasoda and... Now when you go, that cave is lost, but a beautiful temple is there on top of the hill. And now we find not just Krishna, but we find both Krishna and Balaram. There's a big, tall Nanda Baba with a big yellow pagri, turban on his head. A little dainty Mother Yasoda with her sari pulled over her head. And in between is Krishna and Balaram. And both of them are black. They're both dressed the same way. You can't tell the difference. Who's Krishna and who's Balaram? They have same dress, same dhoti, same kurta, same jewelry, same flute, same mukut, same ankle bell, same armlets, everything same to same. But if you ask the Brijbasis, they will tell you that Kanaya, he has got too much love for Mother Yasoda, so he's on Mother Yasoda's side. And Baldao, he's got too much love for Nanda Baba, so he's on Nanda Baba's side. Otherwise, you can't tell. Only if you have very good eyes, then you can see that Baldao is a little bit bigger. And if you have very good eyes, this is our eye test in Braj. We anybody's optometrist here? In Durban Temple, we have one lady, she's optometrist. Anyway, this is our eye test. If you look, if you have very good eyes, you can see that Baldao's eyes are a little pinkish from drinking too much Biruni. Now you may ask why they're dressed exactly the same. There's many, the Brijvasis will tell you many reasons. One is that Baldao, he feels himself, I'm the older brother, my duty to protect my younger brother. You have a younger brother? You have an older one? Does he protect you or fight with you? Fight. But Baldao, he thinks my duty to protect my younger brother. So he takes chandan, sandalwood, he burns it, and with the black he smears it all over his face and arms and every limb. Then he dresses exactly like Krishna, same mukut, same jewelry, same kurta, same dhoti, same flute, everything same to same, so that the rakshasas, they cannot tell who's Kanaya and who's Baldao. Other reason is that Krishna and Balaram, they're almost like twins. Because we know on the Balaram Purnima, the Shravan Purnima, Balaram appeared. That is the month of Shravan, Shravan Purnima. Next month is called Bhadra. And on the Bhadrapad Krishna Astami, Krishna Astami day, 8 days later, Kaneya appeared. So only 8 days different, 1 week. They're almost like twins. And I'll bet even here in Los Angeles, if people have twins, sometimes they dress them exactly the same, do they? Even here in Los Angeles. So Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini, they dress them exactly like twins, exactly the same. Other reason is that Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini, they're very, very clever. Those of you who are already mothers, you'll recognize the cleverness of Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini. Those of you going to be mothers someday, you can learn something from Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini. And those of you who didn't get married yet, I give you blessing. You'll get wife just as clever as Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini. They know very well that if they dress Krishna and Baldao differently, then they'll just fight. Oh, I want Kaniya's crown. No, I want his flute. No, I want his dhoti. No, I want his grut. I want his belt. I want his anklet. I want his flute. They'll just fight one another. So Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini, very clever. They dress them exactly the same, and they don't fight. So if you ask the Vishwasis, they will tell you all these stories of how Krishna and Balaram are exactly the same in that temple. Because actually, first of all, we remember that Krishna and Balaram, they both appeared in Gokul. And after a while, so many Rakshasas came. So eventually they moved to Nandagam. Now, Braj, when you go there, you see it's very flat. Not like here we have mountains everywhere. I just came from my sister's house in the canyons of La Cañada. Here, there is very, very flat. But every once in a while, there's a hill, very strange. This hill just there. So this hill is actually incarnation of Lord Shiva. He came to Braj and he performed great penances and austerities for many thousands of years. And finally, Lord Krishna appeared. And those weren't ordinary years. Those were demigod years. You know demigod years? Their day is 6 months of our year. And their night is 6 months of our year. So those type of demigod years, he performed penances and austerities. Finally, Lord Krishna appeared and asked Lord Shiva, what do you desire? He says, I know that at the end of Dwapar Yuga, you'll display your pastimes in Braj. So somehow or other, I want to be there to see them. If I could become a hill, if I could become a stone, then he thought maybe that's too much. He said, a little dust, then I could see those pastimes. And Krishna said, why stone or dust? You become a hill. So this hill is known as Nandishwar Parvat, incarnation of Lord Shiva. So eventually they moved from Gokul, crossing over the Jamuna, and they came and settled in Nandagam, on Nandishwar Parvat. Beautiful palaces resting on top of the hill. Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur describes very nicely. Yatra vrajadipe pura pratima prakasa prasadamurda kalaso parinitarangi parhikshate buvijaya dvajake tubuto nandisvaram samaramandam mudam dadatu. This is from Nandishwar Astaka, Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur. You all know Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, right? What song he wrote we sing every morning? Everybody says samsara prayers, right? Samsara means this blazing fire of material existence. Do we want to pray to samsara? This is Gur Vastakam. 8 prayers to the spiritual master to free us from samsara. It's not samsara prayers. This is Gur Vastakam. 8 prayers to the spiritual master to free us from samsara. So he wrote this beautiful Nandeshwar Astakam. And he says, Yatra, in that place, Vrajadipe, the king of Braj, Pura. We know Pura, just like Mayapur. Pura means town. Yatra, Vrajadipe, Pura, Apratima. unparalleled Prakasha. Just like most of you probably have some Indian friend named Prakash, is it? Anybody has an Indian friend named Prakash? Yes. So Prakash means shining. So in that place, the unparalleled city of Nanda Maharaj is shining. Just like several years ago, some rich businessman, he put marble all over the temple, all over the domes and temple. It shines in all directions on top of the hill. Yatra vrajadi pepura pratima prakasha prasada mura kalas opari nittarang. On top of the palace, there's a dome. On top of the dome, there's kalas. On top of that, nittarangi, something always dancing. What do they say? Bar ikshate. Barhi means just like we have another form of that word every morning. Barhava tam sammasi tam buddha sangarangam. So barhi means peacock. Ikshate means to see. Peacock is seen sometimes on top of the kailas. And Jayadwaj. You know Jayadwaj? Almost like we have very wonderful God brother here. Jaya Pataka. Dwaj and Pataka both mean flag. And Jaya means victory. So this beautiful Aketabhuta, Adbhut means wonderful. Not ordinary victory flag, wonderful victory flag. And peacock is dancing on top of that kailash. Parhikshate bhuvi jayad vajaketabhuto nandisaram samadamandam udam dadatu. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives you blessing. You're all looking for happiness, mudam. He says, may that Nandisvara Parvat always give you unlimited amounts of happiness. This is his blessing for all of you. So one day, Krishna was just a small boy when he moved to Nandagam. So one day, Lord Shiva, he decided to come get darshan of Nandalala. So, you may have seen the drum of Lord Shiva, shaped like an X, with two little strings in the middle, with two little balls on them. And then the ends are like this, and you shake it, and it makes noise. This is called Damaru. Damaru. Yeah, Lord Shiva plays Damaru. So Lord Shiva came to Nandagam playing his Damaru. Samaya Soda, she came outside to see, what is all this racket? And she saw one yogi was there, whole body was covered with rock. You know rock? Ash. From where? Crematorium. On his neck there was Samp, snake, and Bichu, scorpion, and spider, Makari. So Mother Yasoda saw this horrible yogi. She slammed the door. Then Lord Shiva, he began to cry. Are Maya, I came to get darshan of your Lala. Mother Yasoda came outside. Look, Baba, tuko dekhega to dar jayega. If my little Lala will see you, he'll become frightened. But Maya, I came from very far away, all the way from Kailash. I came all the way just to see your Lala. Nay, mera Lala tuko dekhega to dar jayega. If my Lala will see you, he'll become frightened. But Maya, I came from so far away. Nay, tuko dekhega to dar jayega. If he will see you, he'll become frightened. Then Lord Shiva said, all right, I'm going to stay here till he doesn't come outside. So Mother Yasoda came outside. Look, Baba, I know all you Babas. You're not going to sit here all day. You only came for one thing. Roti. You know roti, you know chapati. And especially our Gujarati friends, they like to make them just as flat as a piece of paper. But in Braj, we don't use this machine. Like this we make. Nice and thick. And we put homemade butter and ghee on top. And all the babas come in the morning. Radisha Marukari, Radisha Marukari, Haribo Roti Do. They get nice roti and saag and sweet rice. Oh, Braj sweet rices. Just like sometimes we go to our life member's house, they make sweet rice. Looks like some rice is swimming in the milk. But in Nandagam, when they give you sweet rice, you don't even need a bowl. It's so thick, bang, it fits right on the plate. So, you came for some roti. So Madhya Yasoda gave him a big stack of roti, said, now be on your way. So Lord Shiva, he became nirash. You know nirash? Nirash means hopeless and helpless. So Lord Shiva, he went and he sat in a forest nearby. Because of him, it became known as Yogivan. It has another name we'll hear in a minute. And he began to hope against hope. And what was his hope? He was hoping to get darshan of Nandalala. I think all of you also hoping to get darshan of Nandalala, isn't it? That's why you've come here. That's why you chant on your mala. Some of you chanting 16, maybe some of them less, maybe somebody more. You're following regular principles. Coming to Mangalartik, at least on Jamastami and the Gopurnima. Aha, we caught you. We're doing all these things with the hope to get darshan of Nandalala. That is Krishna consciousness. Very simply. Everything we're doing, we're putting tilak, wearing our dhoti and kurta. We're doing all these things with hope to get darshan of Nandalala. That is Krishna consciousness. Whatever you're doing, you think, am I doing this with hope to get darshan of Nandalala? Or am I doing this with hope to get my senses satisfied? Simple. We make it complicated, but Krishna consciousness is very simple. Everything you think like that. The simple formula. So he was hoping against hope. In Sanskrit, in Hindi, hope means asha. Just like this is a very common name in India, asha. I found out I have one, I don't know what you call it, cousin's daughter. Her name is Hope. But in Spanish, it's very common, esperanza. So asha means hope. And what was his hope? He was hoping to get darshan of Nandalala. So that is the greatest of all hopes. That is the Lord of all hopes. He became known as Asheshwar Mahadev. And that forest became known as Asheshwar Van. That's the other name. Because that's the greatest. That's the Lord of all hopes, Asheshwar. Meanwhile, Krishna, he knew that his best devotee had come. We know from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. Of all the Vaishnavas, the greatest is Shambhu, Lord Shiva. He couldn't get darshan of his best devotee. He began to cry. Everything Madhya Yasoda did, come on, Lala, what's the matter, Lala? Everything she did to calm him down, God failed. All the older gopis in Nandagram came. They also tried to calm Lala down. Everyone got failed. But there was one older gopi here, there. But she was very old gopi, Budi gopi ti, like in Budi man biti. She was very intelligent. She said, somebody has put evil eye. Someone has put evil eye on your Lala. In Hindi, we say nazar. Just like actually I learned Devanagari, even before I lived in India, I would sit in the Bhagavatam class with the Bhagavatam, and I look in the back where they have all the Devanagari, and I look at the verse and look in the back, and I learned all my Devanagari like that. So first time I went to India, we got on the bus to take us to Vrindavan. Then I looked at the truck in front of us, and it said, Buri nazar wale tere muh kala. Who's giving us evil eye? Your face is black. Because you're always giving evil eye to the truck because he's in front of you. So. So somebody has put nazar, evil eye, on your Lala. So who came here? Madhya Yasoda said, one horrible yogi came, whole body covered with rock, ash, samp, bichu, makari, spider. Where did he go? I don't know. I gave him some roti and sent him away. So then all the gopis spread out all around the four sides of Nandagram trying to find that yogi. Finally in that forest, Asheshwar Van, they found him sitting there hoping against hope. They came there, they said, Chalare yogi nanda bhavami, yasmat ma bulave, baki lala ko nazar lagi, tope rainon karave. Just like when you come in Vrindavan and prick him with me, all day long we're telling you, chalo, 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 let's go, let's go. Huh? Chalare yogi nanda bhavami, come to nanda bhavani yogi, huh? Yasmat ma bulave, Mother Yasoda is calling you. Now you just make the cure for this evil eye and stop this lala from crying. So they drag Lord Shiva there to Nandagam. Mother Yasoda opened the door. Lala, he saw Lord Shiva. He began to smile. She slammed the door. Again, he started crying. So then Mother Yasoda came out. Look, Baba, you got your darshan. Now you stop this lala from crying. Are Maya, only one way to stop this lala from crying. So batao, batao, jaldi batao. Quickly tell me. When your lala's foot will come on my head, then his crying will be cured. And Mother Yasoda said, Nahi, Nahi, Nahi. In Hindi, when we want to say no, we say Nahi. Sounds almost like our old English, Nay. Yeah? But it's actually Nahi. Hmm? So Mother Yasoda said, Nahi. But all the gopis, all the older gopis, what did they say? You know how to say yes in Hindi? Ha. So all the gopis said, and Mother Yasoda said, Nahi, Nahi, the snake, the scorpion, the spider, no, 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 Nahi, Nahi, Nahi. And all the gopis said, ah. You're not very convincing. Mother Yasoda said, Nahi, Nahi, Nahi. And all the gopis said, ah. So the ha's won. So then Mother Yasoda opened the door. She picked up Lala. He put his foot on Lord Shiva's head. Lord Shiva began to dance. And Lala began to laugh. And when we see the little boys laughing, huh? Oh, then Batsalya Ras just comes within our heart, isn't it? Huh? So all the gopis exclaimed, Re re yogi nanda bhavame brijme bhason kije. Jab jab mira lala robe tab tak darshan dije. Just like we told you, chalo means let's go, let's go. This is opposite. Re re yogi nanda. You stay here in Nandabhavan. Brijme bhason kiji. You forget about Kailash. Now you do Brijavas. Jab jab mera lala robe. Whenever my lala cries, tap tak darshan diji. You come and give your darshan. So Lord Shiva said, all right, I will stay here, but there's two conditions. This is not unconditional devotional service. Whenever you bathe your lala, then you bring that water and you pour it on my head. Just like we go in India, we'll see everybody at the Shivaling, they're all pouring water. Huh? But here, Lord Shiva wants that water that Mother Yasoda bathed Lala. The water we bathe the Lord with is called Charnamrit. He wants that Charnamrit. And whenever you feed your Lala, then whatever chewed remnant left on his plate, chewed remnant of the Lord, we call Mahaprasad. Isn't it? He said, you bring that Mahaprasad to me, then no demon will come inside this Nandagam. No demon will come inside this Nandagam. So to this day, they offer the Charnamrit to Lord Shiva at the noon artik. They bring one leaf plate with the Mahaprasad and they offer it to Nandeshwar Mahadev to this day. Prabhupada said, this is the proper way to worship the Devi Devatas. First you offer the bhog to Krishna, just like now the bhog offering is going on. Then we can distribute the Mahaprasad to all the Devi Devatas. First we offer the bhog to Krishna, distribute like that. And I know that it's going on to this day because I have a little temple called Brindakun, not far from Nandagam. Opposite side of the road from Brindakun, there's a piece of land that belongs to one Muslim family. And their little son goes there every day and steals that leaf plate. So that I know that it's going on to this day. So I can't see the clock. What time is it? 5 to 6. Okay. Eka, we can go on. All right. In fact, anybody wants to wait after go on after you can 6 o'clock. There's prasadam. Of course, that's what you all came for. But then you can go. We can continue as you like. All right. For those who are afraid of missing, that goes on to 7:30. So, so to this day, in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, there's a little temple of Nandeshwar Mahadev. And no demons come inside of Nandagam. Though sometimes there's rumors of demons. Just like on the eastern side of the hill, our Brindakund's on western side. Eastern side is Yasodakund, where Mother Yasoda sits and does her laundry and does her puja and reads her scriptures, like that puja and pat. And she cannot bear to see Nandalala go out of her eyesight. So she tells Nandalala, Dur kelan majao lalvan hawai hai. Don't go far in the forest, Lala, otherwise the hawa is going to get you. Now you're probably asking, what is a hawa? And Krishna also asked Mother Yasoda, Are Maya, what is a hawa? I never seen in any hawa. And Mother Yasoda says, he's big and black and furry. And he has big yellow eyes and long black nose and sharp pointy ears and great big sharp claws and a big mouth with sharp teeth, and he'll come here and eat you up. So then Kaneya, he became very good. He played close by. But since we know that little boys have so long memories, isn't it? All the mothers are laughing, they know. Again, he started going far in the forest. Mother said, Dur kelan majao lalvan hawaye. Don't go far in the forest, Lala, the hawa is going to get you. What is this hawa? I never seen in any hawa. Mother said, he's big and black and furry. He has a big, long black nose and big yellow eyes and pointy ears, sharp claws and a big mouth with sharp teeth, and he'll eat you up. So Lala became frightened and he played close. But then again, he started going far away in the forest. Again, Mother Yasoda said, Dur kelan majao lalvan hawaye. Don't go playing. Kela means play. Don't go playing far in the forest. Otherwise, the hawa is going to get you. And Lala said, but I never seen it anyhow. What is this hawa? And Mother Yasoda said, Lala, he's got big, long, black fur. And he's got a big yellow eyes to see you with. And a big long black nose to smell you with. And he has very sharp curved claws and he'll catch you. And his mouth is so big, filled with sharp teeth, he'll eat you in one bite. Are Maya, I never seen it anyhow. Jamuna tatpe denu chai teni deko hao. You know, denu means cow, huh? Jamuna tatpe. I went all over the bank of the Jamuna herding my denu, my cow. Teni deko. I never saw any hao. Bain patal kaliadami mahabida deko hao. I jumped in that Kaliya lake. I went all the way to Patala Loka. Even in Patala Loka, there was no hao. Maya, you're just telling stories to scare me. Said, no, Lala, there's how? No, Maya, you're just telling me stories. Then all of a sudden, Mother Yasoda's got eyes, got very big. And she said, don't look now, but here comes one. And Mother Yasoda began to run. And Baldal began to run. And Kaneya began to run. And Stoka Krishna began to run. And Raktak began to run. And Hemantika began to run. And Arjun Saka began to run. And Subal began to run. And Sudama began to run. And all the cowboys, they all ran. Son Ramaji began to run. They all ran behind Mother Yasoda. And they ran back to Nandabhavan. Just happened to be lunchtime. You see how clever Mother Yasoda is. And they all sat down with Nandabhava. And between bites and between breaths, they told, we just missed getting by this much getting eaten by a hao. So that particular place on the eastern side of the hill near Yasodakund is called Hao Bilau, called the Hao. How below. And there used to be, I asked one Brishbasi boy, there's some replicas of hows there. And I asked that boy about hows, and he said, yes, boat, pali bote. Before there were so many. So you can go to that place and see the wonderful place of how below. Some type of, looks like some type of a lion or something, the replicas that are there. Like we say in English, boogeyman. In Hindi, we say hawa. So on the other side of, north side of Nandagam Hill, is Pavan Sarovar. And all our Goswamis mention this Pavan Sarovar in their different stutis. Actually, the original name of this place was Nanda Sarovar, because Nanda Maharaj excavated this place for the pleasure of the Brishbasis. So it became known as Nanda Sarovar. So, how did it become Pavan Sarovar? One time, Mother Yasoda saw, rather Nandalala saw that Mother Yasoda was cooking all types of funny things. Not the regular rice, dal, chapati, and sabji. She was making all fried things. Puri and fried dal and fried little noodle things we called save and fried little cracker things we called matri. Like that she was making. So Nandalala came there and said, Maya, what kind of phony bhojan are you making today? What kind of funny lunch are you making today, Maya? And Mother Yasoda said, Lala, your Baba is going on pilgrimage. So all of these things, they're cooked in ghee, they will last for a long time, and he will eat them along the way. Because still today in India, there's many people, they won't eat things cooked outside the house. Of course, many people, most people do. Therefore, when we go on the train, we hear all this noise. Kela kela banana, kela kela banana, save, save, apple, apple, save, save, oh, santara, santara, orange, orange, santara, santara, orange, orange, garang, garang, singara, garang, garang, singara, garang, garang, singara, chai, chai. But when you travel on the train, you'll see there's many people. They bring their little tiffins. They have all these little fried things, and they eat along the way like that. So Lala said, and Maya, where's Baba going? Where's Baba going, Maya? Where's he going? He said, Lala, he's going to Prayag. And where is that, Maya? Where is that, Maya? All right, Lala, I'm busy cooking. You ask too many questions. Because the little boys ask too many questions, isn't it? All the mothers are smiling. They know. So, you go ask your Baba. So then he went to Nanda Maharaj. Baba, 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 where are you going, Baba? Baba, where are you going? Where are you going, Baba? He said, Lala, I'm going to Prayag. Acha, Baba, where is that? Where is that, Baba? Where is that? He said, that is a very holy place where Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati join in Sangam. When two or more rivers join together, we call it Sangam. Just like here we have some people from California, some people from Mexico, some people from India, someone from Bangladesh, somebody from Russia, like that. And we've all joined together in Sadhu Sangha. So we call it Sangam. Acha Baba, but today's very unauspicious day. You shouldn't go today, Baba. You should go tomorrow. Tomorrow's Akshay Tritiya. You might have seen on the calendar just recently, 2nd of May, Akshay Tritiya, beginning of Chandan Yatra. You saw it on your calendar? I originally was planning to leave on the 2nd, then I looked, and I would check my Vaishnava calendar before I booked my tickets, and I said, oh, I don't want to miss Chandan Yatra. We had the most wonderful, if you can go on the ISKCON Vrindavan website and back up through the pictures to 2nd May, you see incredible pictures of Chandan Yatra. Probably they have it in the festivals gallery. So anyway, Akshay Tritiya. Shai means to diminish. Akshay, to diminish. And you know, when we put A on the end, it means opposite. Akshay, which always increases. Just like we have one godbrother from London named Akshay, who was a great big guy, used to be Prabhupada's bodyguard in Vrindavan. Always increasing. So that Akshay Tritiya day, Tritiya means it's the third day of that particular month, anything you do on that day will have Akshay, unlimited results. So people like to open their new store on that day. Because everybody wants that their profit should be akshay, unlimited. Not like nowadays where it's all going down and down. Everybody wants akshay, unlimited profit. And people do griha pravesh, first entrance into the house on that day, because they want their happiness also be increasing, akshay. And on that day, you can even do shadi, wedding, without even consulting with the pandit. It's so auspicious day, you don't have to consult with the astrologer, because everybody wants that should also be akshay, happily ever after. And to start journey, it is also a very auspicious day to start journey. So Nanda Baba said, okay Lala, since you're telling, I will go tomorrow. So next day, Nanda Baba, he woke up before Mangalarti to go take his bath in Pavan Sarovar, Nanda Sarovar, excuse me, like all of you get up early in the morning, take your bath before Mangalarti. So Nanda Baba also did like that. But when he came down to Pavan Sarovar, there was a huge person there, rolling in the dust and laughing. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Then bathing in the Sarovar, then rolling in the dust. Ah, ha, 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 ho, ho. Nanda Maharaj, he never saw such a personality in his Dandagam. He went there, he said, Maharaj, who are you? He said, Baba, I'm Prayag. And Nanda Baba said, Prayag? There's no Prayag who lives around here. Are Baba, not from this place. I'm Prayag Raj, king of all the tears, where Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati join in Sangam. Acha? Is it? And why have you come? Oh, Baba, every day everybody coming and putting their pop on me, whole year long putting their pop. You know pop? Coca-Cola, 7-Up. No, pop means sin. Everybody putting their pop on me. One day I come in this on this Akshay Tritiya day, I roll in this dust of Braj, I take bath in the Sarovar, and I become Pavana. We just heard Pavana means purified. Acha? Is it? Then, on the other side of the Sarovar, he saw so many beautiful ladies were there. Not like Nandagam ladies. Nandagam ladies also beautiful, but this is different beautiful. Just like we see the Indian ladies have a different beauty, the American ladies have different beauty, the Mexican ladies have different beauty, Chinese ladies, they have beautiful eye like this, like that. Everyone's got different, so the different type of beauty. And they have very, very beautiful saris, not like Nandagam sari. Nandagam sari also beautiful, but this was a different type of beauty, with golden thread this way and silver thread this way. So Nanda Baba went there, he said, Matajis, what are you doing? What are you doing here? And they said, Baba, all year long everybody putting their sin on us. One day we come here on this Akshay Tritiya day, we roll in this dust of Braj, we take bath in the Sarovar, and we become Pavana, purified. Acha? Is it? So then Nanda Maharaj, he took his bath. Then he went upstairs. By that time, Nanda Lala woke up. And Nanda Lala came, Baba, now you're going? Now you're going, Baba? Now you're going? Now you're going, Baba? Are Lala, now I'm not going. Abhi ne jaunga. Are Baba? Kyun? Why? Lala, every place I wanted to go, they all came here today. Kyon utastu take wahan jaye? Why should I take trouble to go there? Kyon kastu take wahan jaye? Why should I take trouble to go there? So from that day, this, because a kund, when it becomes too big, we call it Sarovar. So this lake became known as Pavan Sarovar. And anybody who takes bath in that Pavan Sarovar, he becomes Pavana, purified. So this is how this beautiful Pavan Sarovar appeared. Or got its name. It was appeared because Nanda Baba excavated. So if anybody's afraid for prasadam, you can go, otherwise we'll continue. On the northeastern side of Nandagam is Ter Kadamba. Hmm? In Brijbasa, ter means to call. Ter means to call. And kadamba is a type of tree we have in Braj. It's got little flowers. Right now, they're blooming. Now it's June. Today's first day of June. Now they're blooming. And they're not one flower, because in Sanskrit, kadamba means group. Kadamba sandipita. Saradhi akandare. That Mahaprabhu's glowing like a great quantity of Haripurata sundara kaduti kadamba sandipita. The Mahaprabhu's glowing like kadamba, great quantity of gold. Huh? So kadamba means group. And it's actually a ball of flowers, all tiny little flowers like this and a little ball, golden ball, just the color of Srimati Radhika. So the kadamba tree is representative of Radharani. Krishna loves kadamba flowers, a beautiful smell. So at this place, there's a kadamba tree. Why it became known as Ter Kadamba? Because Krishna and the cowherd boys come there in the afternoon. And because afternoon time, just when we're doing this nice 4:30 Artik, we're just doing right now, this late afternoon, we call it Go Duli. You know the meaning of Duli? You know Go. Korova. If you're Russian, you say Korova. Cow. And Duli means dust. Because the cows come home at this time of the day and their hooves kick up a big cloud in the sky. And that cloud is called Goduli, and that time of the day is called Goduli. So that time of the day, Krishna climbs in that kadamba tree and he plays on his flute, tear, to call. That became known as Ter Kadamba, to call all of the cows. Then Krishna's got his japamala, just like you, but he doesn't have tosi beads. He has 108 different jewels. 108 different jewels. And just like you're counting names of Krishna, names of the Lord, Krishna's counting cows. Not actually cows, but groups of cows. Because you may know, Nanda Baba, he has 9 lakhs of cows. You know the meaning of 1 lakh? 100,000. You're learning lots of nice things today, huh? 100,000. So 9 lakhs means almost 1 megabyte. And they're divided roughly in 4 groups. The black cows, white cows, yellowish cows and reddish cows. And then those groups divided into 25 subgroups, so 100. Then 8 special groups of cows. Those that have big spots. Then speckled cows we call kapilgai, little tiny spots. Then chandan-colored cows, colored like sandalwood. Then we have one cow I still want to see called Mridanga Mukhi, faces like a mridanga. Another cow I'm not sure I want to see, Nishinga Mukhi, face like a lion. And like this, there's 8 special groups of cows, 108. So Krishna takes one jewel and he touches the nose of each of the group leaders. Ping, ping, and pulls one jewel, ratan. When he sees that all the 108 groups are there, then he sees if all the cows are there and he knows them by their name because they all have names according to their color. Just like the white cows are called Davali. Daval means white. Davali. Or in Brijbasa, we don't like sharp letters like V. So make it a little smooth like a U, so we call it Doli. But then Brijbasis, they're like Japanese, they mix their R's and L's, so then we make it Dori. Dori and Saferi and Hamsika, you know, swans are white. Hamsika, Motika, Moti means pearl. Motika, Hamsika, Dori, Chandani means moonlight. Chandrika, moonbeam. They all have names like this. Then the blackish cows, Kali, Shamalangi, Shamangi, Krishnangi, Shamala, and Kalindi. Anybody been to Prayag? Then you've seen that Ganga is coming very light color, but Jamuna is coming very deep blackish color, Sham color. So she's in the blackish cows. Kalindi, Jamune, she's in the blackish cows. Then we have the golden cows, Pili, Gauri, just like today's the disappearance day, a very wonderful God sister. I was watching all the devotees this morning on the internet glorifying so nicely Gauri Shavshi. Was so dedicated to Prabhupada's book. I was in Vrindavan. I wasn't in Vrindavan the time she left, but I was Vrindavan when she was there. We were Pundrik and I were always out preaching. But I remember visiting her many times. And she is so determined to distribute Prabhupada's books. Everyone remembers Gauri for distributing Prabhupada's books. So she had cancer, but somehow or other we have won many nice doctors in Vrindavan. They actually almost cured it, almost cured. She got better. So immediately she ran back to distribute Prabhupada. Instead of convalescing and getting her strength back, she immediately wanted to go to... She couldn't. She was addicted to distributing Prabhupada. She immediately ran back here to L.A., started distributing books, but then she took a turn for the worse. And she came back, and on this day, 28 years ago, she left for the Golok. So, Pili, Gauri, Pingala, Pitambari, and Gange, because we just heard Ganga's coming golden color. So Gange, like that. And Tadit. Tadit means lightning, light, colored like golden colored lightning. So they have names like this. Then the reddish cows. Lali, Kumkumi, Sinduri, and Aruni, just like we sing sometimes, Udilo Aruna Purava Bhagi. When the Purava Bhagi, the eastern side becomes Arun, pink, reddish. Aruni, Kumkumi, Sinduri, and Sarasvati. We don't see Sarasvati River anymore, but from Shastra we learn Sarasvati River used to flow in reddish color. So Saraswati is amongst the reddish cows. So like that, he will call all the names. He will see if all the cows are there. And if any cow is missing, then he'll climb back up in the Kadamba tree and call that cow by her name. Now, all of the cows heard Krishna's flute. They all know they're supposed to come. But there's some cows, they're very intelligent. They know if they don't come, what will happen? Krishna will climb in the tree and call them by their name. Can you imagine Krishna calling your name with his own lotus mouth? They didn't come because they know Krishna will call their name. You just imagine, just try to imagine Krishna calling your name by his own lotus mouth. Sachitanoi, Shamapriya, Karta, Neil, Shaki, Brigupati, Chandravali, Eric, Gangagati, like that, Shama, Nagapatni. Where did our Deva Tahiti, where did she go? She was here a while ago. Just imagine Krishna calling your name with his own lotus mouth. And cow, her ear is like this, but as soon as Krishna called her name, just to catch all that nectar. And when it fills up to the top, it doesn't overflow from the top, it overflows from here. And then those cows come running with their legs stretched out and then together and stretched out and then together. And milk bag is going kachoom, kachoom. And the cows are going, mmm. So they all come running to tear kadamba to meet Krishna. So So this is a very beautiful place in Nandagaon. So I think I'll stop here because everybody seems to be running away, and I have some prasad from Nandagaon, from Brindakun. And as we mentioned before, maybe Sachi or somebody can, I have my book, Madhurya Kadambini, by Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, that I translated, and Rajlila, and after distributing prasadam, I can also assign it. I have my pen here also. So this one is donation of $8, this is donation of $15, like that. If you need change. Yeah. So everybody, maybe somebody can move this harmonium. Everybody can come, ladies on this side, and gents on this side. We'll distribute Mahaprasad from Brindakun. Then after Mahaprasad, you want to continue, we'll continue. But I don't want people to miss the opportunity to get Mahaprasad from Brindakun. Hare Krishna. Sachi.
If anybody wants books, I take care of them.
Would you need anything inside the zipper? This thing? Another bottle.
Yeah, he'll be here.